If the language is always changing, it seems hard on English teachers in terms of telling students which rules to follow.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
I really love the input we get from our listeners. Now, we have a letter from Bill from Eaton Rapids, and he wants to know why there isn't a difference between researching language change and teaching language usage. Professor?
I think there is a difference between researching the language and teaching the language. And people often ask me about this because it seems like I'm in something of a hypocritical position as a linguist who studies language change and an English teacher whose job it is to make sure that students control the standard variety of the language. Now, the good thing is that I actually don't see it as hypocritical at all, that I think you can teach the standard and talk to students about language change all at the same time. And I think maybe one way to help think about this is I often talk about it as a repertoire. And the bigger a repertoire we have as speakers and writers, the more versatile we are. So what I'm trying to do is make sure that students have in that repertoire the standard formal written variety, perhaps also the formal spoken variety, so that they can use it when they need to or want to. But if they have other varieties in there too, all the better.
Well, you know, I feel Bill's frustration, Anne. We have to have rules, right? I mean, how do you respond when a student asks you why something has to be a certain way?
My first response is, that's a really good and legitimate question. When a student says to me, why can't I use that in writing? I say, well, let's talk about how you might get judged. And we can do things like look it up in a dictionary and see if there's a usage note as to is that considered non-standard. But there's, to me, a big difference between saying that's non-standard versus that's incorrect, don't ever say that. And if we take an example like ain't, which people say, oh, you shouldn't write that, that's too easy. Because, in fact, even in formal writing, you will see ain't sometimes used for emphasis, used for a kind of rhetorical flourish. And I think students should have that option, too.
Well, we know language is fluid. It's evolving. But for the sake of language purists, aren't there times when the rules simply are set in stone? Please say yes.
I'm not going to say yes, because as a historian of the language, I see the rules changing all the time. An example I love is that in the 19th century, there was a new construction coming into the language called the passive progressive, a construction like the house is being built. This was new in the 19th century, and people hated it when it came into the language. They said, that is awful. This is now completely standard to us. So I think it's important to remember that what we think is awful now may become standard in 100 or 200 years.
Well, ain't that sweet. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.